Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God.
赞美神。
How many are excited to be here in the presence of the Lord?
我们有多少人非兴奋的在这个神的同在当中？
Now, where two or three are gathered, the Lord is present among us.
当我们有两三个人在神的同在的时候，聚会的时候。
And the eyes of the Lord are always looking to and fro to see who those who are faithful to Him.
神的眼睛也在来看有谁在他的面前是信实，在他面前。
And I know that here in this place, there's a lot of faithful people that love the Lord.
看了有多少的所信实的人来爱主。
It's an honor for me to be here once again.
是我的荣幸再次到这个地方来。
I want to thank Brother Bill for inviting us.
谢谢曹弟兄邀请我。
And I brought my team again with me.
还有我的那个事工的团队跟我一起。
Scott, Leslin, and Akisha.
Scott, Leslin, and Akisha.
A very, very prophetic team.
他们是一个非常有先知性恩赐的一个队伍。
And we're going to be ministering prophetically at the end of the service.
我们在结束的时候，我们也来对大家做先知性的服事。
Dr. Russ and Pastor Mage send their greetings and their love.
就是他的那个 Russ 那个博士呢，牧师他发了一个信息，就是今年的那些先知性的话语。
Dr. Russ is the president and founder of Eagle Worldwide Ministries.
那个 Russ 呢是那个 Eagle 就是那个鹰的那个全世界事工的那个创始人哈，也是那个现在的总裁。
He's an apostle and a prophet.
他是一个使徒，也是一个先知。
And we had a New Year's Eve service.
我们有一个新年的，就是新年除夕的那个。叫做什么？那个崇拜。
And we released the words of the Lord prophetically for 2015.
他们也把那个2015年的先知性的话语也释放出来。
So you can check our website www.eagleworldwide.com.
我们可以去他那个网站上去查那个话。
And then you can see the prophetic words for the year.
我们可以看一看今年神的心意在这个2015年的事情。
And then this week I'm going to be putting up the videos of each person who put up their words.
所以这个星期呢，我们要把准备把那个每一个人的从神那里领受的先知的话语那个视频放了出来。
And at the end of the service, I'm going to share my word.
Okay. 所以在这个今天的结束之后，我也来分享我所从神那里领受的话语。
Now, when Brother Bill and extended the invitation for me to come.
当那个我去邀请那个 Miguel 的时候。
I had already in my heart what I wanted to share.
所以他心里已经有了，已经准备好了要来分享的话。
But over the last couple days, the Lord really changed my heart.
但是这个过去几天呢，神又把我的心又改了。
And my heart is just to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以我的心呢是要顺着圣灵的引导。
Even though I'm vice president of Eagle Worldwide.
虽然我是那个 Eagle 那个事工的副总裁。
I oversee our church in Buffalo, New York.
我也那个来那个看顾那个纽约和巴甫罗的那边的教会。
And last week I gave the vision.
那个上个星期我把我的意向给他们。
And my primary focus for 2015.
我2015年的主要的那个聚焦点是。
Is just to go after the Holy Spirit.
主要是跟随圣灵。
To be led of the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵来引导。
If you read the book of Acts,
如果你来读《使徒行传》这篇书
，the church went in the direction where the Holy Spirit told them to go.
就是这些教会这些人呢，就是跟着圣灵的引导去不同的地方。
And so I want to go where He wants me to go.
所以我也想去圣灵引导我去的地方。
So this year I encourage you seek the Holy Spirit.
所以今年我要来鼓励大家去寻求圣灵。
Because He has so much work that He wants to do through all of us.
因为他有很多的事情来透过我们要做出来。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天上的父，我们感谢你。
Precious Jesus, we adore you.
我们宝贵的耶稣，我们谢谢你。
And Holy Spirit, come.
圣灵，求你来。
I pray this morning you would prepare our hearts.
我们为今天早上来祷告，你来预备我们的心。
Open up our understanding.
打开我们的悟性。
Lord, that the word that comes forth this morning.
神今天进到我们里面的话。
We fall upon good hearts and prepared hearts.
我们要用一个好的心来跟随你。
Lord, anoint your word.
主啊，我们来恩膏你的话。
Anoint our hearts.
你也来恩膏我们的心。
And we give you the honor and the glory.
我们要把尊贵荣耀。
You deserve the worship and the majesty.
还有你所配受的敬拜和尊崇。
And we praise you this morning.
我们祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, when I saw a prophet for the first time,
当我第一次看到先知的时候，
I was very excited.
我非常的兴奋。
Because it was something very new to me.
因为这些事情对我来讲非常的新。
And the first question I asked,
第一个事情我所问的是，
was, how do you do that?
你怎么做到这个？
How do you prophesy?
你怎么来发预言？
And as I began to grow in the Lord,
当我开始在神里面、主里面成长的时候，
I understood that prophecy is very simple.
我是发现那个发预言是非常简单的。
Basically, God speaks.
基本上就是神说话。
I hear what God says.
然后我听到神说什么。
And then I just repeat what God told me.
然后我就是来重复神告诉我说了什么。
Very easy.
非常简单。
But the important thing.
但是非常重要的事情。
Is to be able to hear the Lord.
主要就是你有这个听的那个能力。
Because I can't prophesy.
我不能自己不能发预言。
It doesn't come from me.
不是说从我自己来的。
It comes from the Lord.
而是从这个主来的。
If God doesn't speak.
如果神不说话。
I cannot prophesy.
我就不能发预言。
But God is always speaking.
但是神一直在那里说话。
Therefore, I can always prophesy.
Amen.
Because God speaks, I can always prophesy.
对，因为神在说话，所以我就能够来发预言一次。
It says in John chapter 10, verse 27.
在这个约翰福音十章二十七节。
It says, "My sheep hear my voice."
我的羊听我的声音。
And so, who can hear the voice of the Lord?
谁能够听到神的声音，主的声音呢？
His sheep,
他的羊
，and that's all of us.
所以我们都是他的羊。
If we're born again,
如果我们已经重生了
，Jesus is your Lord and Savior.
然后耶稣是你的救主。
You're a sheep.
你就是他的羊。
And you can hear his voice.
你就能够听到他的声音。
And if you hear his voice, you can prophesy.
如果你能听到他的声音，你就能够发预言。
And so this morning,
所以今天早上。
The Lord wants me to minister on how to hear the voice of the Lord.
所以今天早上神让我来讲怎么来听神的声音。
But I want to share a very important point.
所以我想分享一个非常重要的点。
Hearing the voice of the Lord is more than just prophecy.
就是听神的声音比那个发预言更多。
We need to hear His voice to prophesy.
我们需要听到那个发预言的那个声音。
But we need to understand why God speaks to us.
我们要理解为什么神要对我们讲话。
So I'm going to turn to Ephesians.
我们要来看看那个以弗所书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Verses 17 and 18.
第十七节，第十八节。
So it says this, I'll read them and then you can read. Yeah. It says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
十七节十八节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，在他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And so here, Paul is saying that God has given us revelation, wisdom, and understanding.
所以这里保罗讲到呢，就是神要给我们智慧和启示的灵。
And these three are important in being able to hear and understand the voice of the Lord.
这个呢是非常重要，能够让我们能够理解，我们能够听到神的声音，能够明白神的声音。
How many know that God wants us to do His will?
多少人愿意做神的那个按神的心意来做
？In order for me to do His will, I need to know what He wants me to do.
如果我想那个做按神的心意来做，我们必须要明白神的心意。
I need to have revelation of His will.
所以我要有对他心意有一个启示。
So I have to understand God speaks to me so that he can tell me what he wants me to do.
所以我也想那个理解神呢，就是要知道神想让我们做什么。
And so this morning I want to touch on these three topics, revelation, wisdom, and understanding.
所以我今天早上也想讲三点，就是要有一个是智慧的，一个是启示的，还有一个是理解。
Because that way I'll understand how to hear God's voice properly.
这样就是帮助我们怎么能够理明白听神的声音。
The first one is revelation.
第一个呢就是启示。
What is revelation?
启示是什么？
When God reveals something to you that's new, that's revelation.
当神向你启示一些新的事情，那个就是启示。
Let's say for example, I read a chapter in the Bible 30, 40, 50 times.
比如说我读了一个一节经文三十四十次。
Then one day I read it again, all of a sudden there's something new.
然后有一天我再读的时候，突然有一个新的事情发现了。
I see something I've never seen before.
然后我听看到一个从以前从来没有看到的东西。
That's revelation.
这个就是启示。
God is showing you something.
神向你显示一些东西。
And when God shows you something, it's for a purpose.
当神向你启示一些东西的时候，它有一个目的。
So why does God give us revelation?
为什么神给我们启示呢？
Well, number one, for personal direction.
第一个呢，就是个人的那种方向。
God wants to tell you to do something.
神告诉你要去做些什么事情。
I remember about 6 years ago, I lived in Waterdown.
我记得六年前我住在 Waterdown 那个地方。
It's just a little north of Hamilton.
就是往 Hamilton 北边那边一个地方。
It was a very nice little town, but God gave me a dream that I have to move.
那是一个非常漂亮的小镇，但是神给我一个指示，我必须要那个搬家。
And it was very urgent. Go, go, go.
就是非常的快。就是让我一定要赶紧走，赶紧走，赶紧走。
Okay, so it's okay, I'll move.
然后我说还行吧，那我就那个搬家吧。
But I had a little problem.
但是我有些问题。
I told my wife.
然后我告诉我的妻子。
She said I'm not moving.
然后她说我不想走。
I said, but God gave me a dream.
但是神给我一个异梦。
It's confirmed by the prophet.
然后已经被那个先知所那个确认了。
God wants us to move.
神想让我们要搬家。
She says, I'm not leaving Waterdown.
然后我不想离开这个 Waterdown 这个地方。
So I said, okay, Lord.
然后我就说主啊。
I'm not going to get into a fight.
我也不想去那个打仗。
She's your daughter.
她是你的女儿。
You have to speak to her.
你要向她说话。
About 2 weeks later.
然后两个星期以后。
She said, I had a dream.
然后我有一个做了个梦。
I was at work.
我在那里工作的时候
and I was packing all my belongings.
然后我在那里那个把我的收拾我的东西打包
and my friend asked me, what are you doing?
然后我的朋友就问我你在做什么
and in the dream she said this.
然后在梦里我这么说
we have to move out of our house.
然后我们必须要搬家
and she understood.
然后她是理解了
that God was speaking to her.
神就向她说话
and so we moved.
然后我们就搬家了
so God will give you revelation.
神给你一个启示
to give you direction.
给你一个方向
Now sometimes God will give you direct revelation.
神有的时候给你一个非常明确的方向
like the dream.
就是像那个梦里面的
Or maybe sometimes you'll get a prophetic word.
有的时候给你一些先知性的话语
That will give you confirmation.
让给你一个确认
That you're waiting for.
你所等待的事情
But that's personal direction.
这就是个人的那个方向指引。
God also gives us revelation for correction.
然后神有的时候会纠正我们的错误。
In Job 33,
在约伯记三十三章。
Job 33 verse 14.
约伯记三十三章十四节。
It says here that God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it. But in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, when they're slumbering on their beds, he opens up their ears and gives them instruction.
然后约伯记三十三章十四、十五、十六，神说一次、两次，世人却不理会。人躺在床上沉睡的时候，神就用梦和夜间的异象开通他们的耳朵。将当受的教训印在他们心上。
In verse 17 says, in order to turn man from his deed, to conceal pride from man.
所以十七节，好叫人不从自己的谋算，不行骄傲的事。
So God will speak to you to bring correction in something that you're doing.
所以神要给你一些启示，纠正你现在做的一些错误的事情。
I have a son who's 13 years old.
我有一个儿子十三岁。
And about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, about 3 years ago,
但是三年以前,
we gave him his allowance, you know, money, his allowance.
我们给他那个贷款, 给他一些钱,
and he's doing like to buy things. And he used to buy these men, they're like warriors. Kind of like Lego, you put them together.
像那个 Lego 那个就是那些模块啊, 拼在一起的,
I think they were called Bionicle or something like that.
Bionicle, 对,
okay. The problem is they look very demonic.
问题是他们看起来非常的邪恶啊。
And I said, you shouldn't buy that.
然后我就说,
I don't think God would like it.
我不认为神喜欢你买这些东西。
But he's 10 years old.
他那个时候是10岁啊。
And he said, it's my money.
他说这是我的钱。
I'm okay.
我说好。
Buy it.
那你就买吧。
So he bought a few of these.
然后他就买了一些。
And then one night God gave him a dream.
然后有一天晚上神给了一个梦。
That he was in his room at night.
那个晚上他在他的房间里面。
And their eyes lit up.
然后他的眼睛睁开了。
And he began to walk towards him.
然后呢,
and they began to walk towards him in a dream. They walked towards my son.
Okay, 那个, 就是那个玩具, 那个张开眼睛, 那个往他儿子那个地方走。
So he told us the dream.
然后呢, 他就在那个梦里面说,
and I asked him, I said, what do you think it means?
然后呢, 我就问, 他告诉我这个梦, 然后我问他这个梦什么意思呢?
And he said, they're not good and God wants me to throw them out.
然后他们不好, 神让, 想让我把它扔了。
And we said, son, we told you that wasn't a good thing to buy.
然后说我就说儿子，我已经告诉你这个东西不好。
And so God would bring a correction to him for because he bought these things that were very evil.
所以神来纠正他，给他一个异梦，告诉他这些事情不好，很非常邪恶的东西要改。
So God gives you revelation to bring correction in your life.
所以神要给我们启示呢，让我们改变我们生活中一些错误的东西。
God also gives you revelation for protection.
然后神也给我们启示呢，来保护我们。
If we continue to read Job 33.
如果我们继续读约伯记33章,
it says in verse 18, he keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword.
所以他拦阻人不陷在坑里,不死在那个刀剑下面。
God will protect you.
神会保护你。
My mom told me a dream.
我的妈妈告诉我一个梦,
that she had probably 20 years ago.
那就是大概20多年前。
She wasn't a Christian.
她不是一个基督徒。
But God gave her a dream.
但是神给了他一个梦,
and she and at, I was probably about 20 years old. She was driving to work.
我那个时候大概20多岁,
and she always went the same way.
她就是去开车去上班, 一直走同一条路。
In a dream, she turns the corner of the street and she's speeding and the police catch her.
然后呢, 在那个梦里, 她那个转弯的时候, 她在那里, 超速, 然后, 警察给她抓住了。
And in the dream, they give her a ticket for speeding.
然后呢,
so that morning she's driving to work.
然后那天早上她就开车上班,
she's speeding.
然后她就超速了。
She's coming to the road where it begins to turn.
然后她那个快要转到那个转角地方快要拐的时候,
and she says, no, that can't be true.
她说这不能是真的。
But just in case.
但是那个以防万一吧,
I'm going to slow down.
我也会慢一点。
And the guy beside her drove fast and passed her really quick.
但是在他旁边开车的人非常快的,
and when he went around the curve,
当他转到那个弯道的时候,
the police caught the other guy.
然后警察就把那个人抓住了。
So God was protecting her.
所以神在那个保护他,
to warn her about danger.
他那个警告他那个地方有危险。
So many times in a dream, God gives you revelation to protect you from danger.
所以神在那个梦里会给你一些启示来保护你。
Don't speed.
You
don't want to get a ticket. God gives you revelation in prophet, for example. God gives you prophetic words to encourage other people.
然后还有一个神会给你一些先知性的话语来鼓励其他的人。
In 1 Corinthians 14:3,
看那个哥林多前书一章。
1 Corinthians 14:3. Okay. It says here, but he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men.
所以但做先知讲道的是对人说, 就是要造就, 安慰, 劝勉人。
And so when we prophesy,
所以当我们来说预言的时候
is to edify and exhort and bring comfort.
那就是要来造就安慰劝勉人。
That's the New Testament model of prophecy.
这个就是那个新约里做先知的那个模型。
We don't prophesy to bring correction or direction or to criticize people.
我们不会是那个发先知预言去来那个让人改正人或者是纠正别人错误或者批评人。
It's always to bring encouragement.
所以总是来要来那个来鼓励人。
We also, God gives a revelation to intercede.
所以我给神给我一个启示，所以要让我去代祷。
God gave a dream when I first came to the ministry 10 years ago.
所以神给我在十多年前，神给我第一个梦。
We were in a room.
我们在一个房间里面。
And I knew there were people from the ministry.
我们知道在那个事工里面有一些人。
But specifically, there was one young lady.
这是特别的，有一个年轻的女士。
It was a small room with two doors.
这是一个小房间，有两个门。
And the girl, she was saying, "The devil's coming, the devil's coming."
然后那个小孩，女孩说呢，说那个魔鬼要来了。
And we were looking at both doors, which door, which door, which door.
然后我们在看哪个门，从哪个门来，从哪个门来。
And I woke up, scared.
然后我一醒来了之后呢，我就非常的害怕。
I thought it was a demonic dream.
我认为这是一个魔鬼的一个梦。
And I told the dream to Dr. Russ.
然后我把这个梦呢，就告诉那个 Russ 那个牧师。
And he told me that was from the Lord.
然后他告诉我这是从神来的。
I go, how? I was scared.
然后我就问怎么为什么呢？我因为我害怕的呀。
Because he said in the dream, the young girl Stephanie was expecting an attack.
因为在那个梦里，那个女孩 Stephanie 呢，她在那里扩张一种攻击。
And God called you to intercede and pray for her.
所以神要告诉你呢，要来为她来代祷。
And I didn't.
然后但是我没有。
Because I didn't know.
因为我不知道。
And so God will give you revelation to intercede for people.
所以神会给你一些启示，你来为别人代祷。
Okay. As a matter of fact, I believe it says in Jeremiah that all prophets are first intercessors.
所以在耶利米书里讲的这些先知呢，首先第一个呢，就是他们是代祷者。
God also gives us revelation to teach or to preach.
所以神也会给我们启示，让我们去教导，去那个传福音。
Many times, God will give you, like when I prepare my messages, God will give me dreams, or sometimes I'm ready to preach a message and God will speak to me, no, preach something else.
有的时候在我准备讲道的时候，神会给我一些梦，或者就是神突然给我一个启示，让我要改变那个方向，讲别的事情。
There's times I'll be listening to a sermon on the radio.
有的时候我在那里听那些讲道，从那个收音机里听讲道。
And God speaks to me through that word.
神会透过那些话来对我说话。
And begins to show me different things.
他会向我显示一些不同的事情。
And I know that He's telling me to get a message ready on that to preach to the people.
所以他希望我从这些里头得到足够的信息，我去来讲道。
So God will often give a revelation to minister and to preach.
所以神会给我一些启示，让我去来讲道。
God gives revelation to warn us of danger.
神会给我们一些启示，来警告我们的一些危险。
Like we saw in Job 33.
就像我们刚才说的那个约伯记的33章。
Or how about the Lord gave the dream to Pharaoh and Joseph interpreted the dream?
所以还有就是那个神给法老王的那个梦，后来约瑟为他解梦。
So he was warning him of danger that was coming of the drought.
所以他会警告这个法老会有来7年的大饥荒。
I remember about 7 years ago.
我记得7年前。
There was a couple that came from England.
有一对夫妇从那个英格兰过来。
And they wanted the ministry to sponsor them.
他想。
So that they could stay in Canada.
他想那个得到那个支持，能够在加拿大这个地方。
So we said, well, we're going to pray about it. Let us see.
然后呢，说我就说我们来为你祷告，看看怎么样。
And then God, and then there was something not right about the couple.
有一些事情在他们夫妻里面有些不对的东西。
But God gave me a dream.
神给我一个梦。
That I was at work.
然后我那个时候在工作。
And the man tried to have a sexual relationship with me.
这个男人。
Tried to have a homosexual relationship.
他想有一个同性恋的那个关系给他。
At any time in a dream.
每次在那个梦里面
there's a sexual encounter, a sexual affair.
就是他有一些那个信的那些场面。
It's just symbolic of covenant.
这个
covenant
就像那个约一样。
For example, a man and a woman.
比如说一个男的和个女的。
That's a covenant.
那个是一个约。
And so, sexual relationship in a marriage is good.
就是那个性是一个好的事情。
It's part of the covenant.
是一个在这个约里的一部分。
But homosexual relationships are bad covenant.
但是那个同性恋的那个是一个不好的盟约。
So God was showing me in the dream.
神在这个梦里向我显示。
That if we help this couple.
然后我帮助这个一对夫妻。
And we let them into the ministry.
我们帮助他们进到这个事工里当中。
That's really, and it was not that it was homosexual, but it would be just a bad relationship.
这可能就是一个不好的关系。
So he was telling us not to get involved with them.
所以我就告诉他不要跟我们之间有什么关系。
And later on,
然后后来
they brought the vision.
他们把这个意象带出来。
And took out a couple who were deacons in our church.
然后呢，他就把那个我们教会的那个两个执事。
And they tried to come against the ministry.
然后呢，就他想来攻击我们的那个事工。
So God was protecting the ministry from this couple.
所以神来保护我们的事工，不让这一对夫妻来搅扰。
So God will give you revelation to protect you, your house, your job, your ministry.
所以神会给我们启示呢，让我们来能够保护我们的事工，保护我们的家庭，
okay.
保护我们的工作。
God also gives us revelation to confirm that God is in you.
然后神也会给你一些启示来确认他在你的里面。
If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
如果我们看那个哥林多前书十二章
verse 24 and 25,
24, 25.
Hold on a minute. I'm sorry, chapter 14.
14章
First Corinthians chapter 14.
14章的24、25.
24-25. It says, if all prophesy and an unbeliever or uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all, he is convicted by all, and the secrets of his heart are revealed, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and say that God is truly with you.
所以哥林多前书14章24、25. 若都做先知讲道，实际上就是若都做先知发预言啊，偶然有不信的或不同方言的进来，就被众人劝醒，被众人审明，他心里的隐情显露出来，就必将脸伏地敬拜神，说神真在你们中间了。
And so when God gives you revelation, other people will know that you hear from God.
所以神会给你一个启示，别人知道，通过别人能够确认啊，神确实在你的心里面。
Because it happens to us all the time. You will prophesy to someone, say, "How did you know that?" Because God told me.
因为很多时候呢，都我们得到这样的确认，然后别人说，哎呀，你怎么知道这个事情呢？然后我说，神告诉我。
So it brings confirmation that God is in you.
所以这里头告诉你，神在你的里面。
And last one here, God gives us revelation just to reveal the secrets of His heart.
然后呢，神会给你这个启示，会把别人的那个心里的隐情显出来。
God is the holder of all secrets and all mysteries.
因为神那里有所有的一些秘密，一些那个隐秘的事情都在神那边。
And when God speaks to you, He's revealing His heart.
当神向你说话的时候，启示的时候，他就是把他的心里面事情说出来。
And so that's the reason God, some of the reasons why God gives us revelation.
所以这就是为一些原因，为什么神给我们启示。
But I'm going to share a couple of ways of how God speaks to us.
然后我想告诉大家有几种方式神对我们讲话。
Many of you probably have heard God.
我们很多人可能都听说过神。
And you didn't really know it.
但是我们并不是真的知道他。
And again, it's important to understand we seek God for revelation, not just to prophesy.
所以我们要这里呢重要的事情呢，就是我们要听神的，要从神那里得到启示，而不是说要去为了发预言。
Because every time God gives you revelation, He wants you to do something.
神当每次神给我们一些启示的时候，他希望你要做一些事情。
Okay, so a couple of ways God speaks to us is through the Word.
这有几种方式神对我们讲话，其中一个呢就是通过圣经的话。
How many of you read the Bible? All of a sudden, God shows you something amazing, something like a rhema word, revelation.
所以当你读的时候，弟兄姐妹有没有谁经历过？你突然读的时候，发现你好像那个瑞玛那个话出来了。
You may be going through a problem, you don't know what to do, you read the Bible, there's your answer.
然后你可能生活当中有一些困难，当你读经的时候，你发现啊，这个答案就是在这个地方。
God speaks through His Word.
所以神首先要通过他的话来对你，经圣经来对你讲话。
You know, in Luke 4, chapter 4, verse 4.
路加福音四章四节。
Jesus is in the wilderness fasting 40 days and 40 nights.
耶稣在那个旷野禁食四十昼夜。
And the devil tells him to turn the stones into bread.
然后那个撒旦魔鬼呢，向他就是诱惑他，让他把那个石头变成那个面包。
And Jesus tells the devil, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
然后神说，我们活着不单是那个靠食物，乃是靠从神口里出来的每一句话。
And so Jesus wasn't saying anything new to him.
神耶稣这里没有对他讲什么新鲜的事情。
That's right out of the book of Exodus.
他这里头只是把那个出埃及里头讲的话说出来。
So it's the word.
这是神的话。
So God gives revelation through the word.
所以神给我们启示呢，通过他的话。
We saw in Job 33 that God speaks to us through dreams.
然后第二个就是神，我们刚才看到的那个约伯记33章，神对我们讲话透过梦。
It says that God may speak in one way or another, man does not perceive it, but in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while they slumber in their beds, he opens up their ears. That's Job 33, 14, and 15, and 16.
所以在约伯记33章14、15、16，神说一次两次，世人都不理会。人躺在床上沉睡的时候，神就有梦和夜间的异象，开通他们的耳朵，将当初的教训印在他们心上。
For the most part, God will speak to us in dreams.
所以很多时候呢，神用梦对我们讲话。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because all through the day we're so busy, we have earphones and music and the radio and TV and people talking, a lot of noise.
因为在白天的时候，我们在插着这个耳机，我们听音乐，有很多的嘈杂的声音，有太多的搅扰。
But we can't hear God because of all the noise.
因为我们不能听到神，因为有太多的噪音。
So when we go to sleep at night, all of a sudden there's no noise.
所以当我们进到晚上睡觉的时候，这个时候没有这个杂音了。
God says, finally, I can speak to them.
主要神说没办法，我现在可以对你讲话了。
So it says that when deep sleep falls upon men, he opens up their ears and gives them instruction.
所以就是当人躺在床上沉睡的时候，神就用梦和夜间的异象对他讲话。
God gave me a dream last night.
神在昨天晚上给我一个梦。
And in the dream, we came out of a building. It was me and my son was with his friend over there.
在那个梦里，我从一个那个建筑物里面出来，我儿子呢和另外一个别人呢在看你在那边。
And I was looking over. I wasn't looking at them. I was looking over there, but I could hear the conversation.
我没有看着他们，我看着另外一边，但是我们能够听到他们在讲话。
And then I heard my friend, my son's friend say, you know, can you do this?
然后我听到我的儿子的朋友对他讲，你能做这个吗？
And my son said, no, I can't do that. My parents won't let me do that.
然后我听到我儿子说，我不能做这个，因为我父母不会让我做这个事情。
And his friend was trying to convince my son not to listen to me.
然后呢，这个孩子的朋友呢，劝说他，想那个就是想说服他不要听父母的话。
So God is showing me that friend is a bad influence on my son.
所以这个在梦里，这个神向我显示他的孩子的朋友对他有个坏的影响。
And I told my son this morning.
然后我今天早上呢就跟我儿子说了这个事。
So now whenever he wants to go out with that friend, it's going to be no.
然后以后呢他也再去跟那个朋友在一起的时候，他都会那个朋友找他的时候，他可能就是说可能说。
One thing I always tell my son is God will always speak to the parents. Amen.
然后我有一件事情告诉我儿子，就是那个神总是向父母讲话。
Many times he says, how did you know that?
然后他就说你怎么知道这个？
God gave me a dream.
然后神给我一个梦。
So my son knows that God speaks to us.
然后我儿子知道。
And that's the way it should be.
That's
the way it should be.
这就是本来就是应该这样子。
So God will give us those dreams, okay?
所以神给我们一些梦。
God also speaks in a vision.
神也给我们对我们讲话通过一个异象。
A vision happens when you're not asleep.
这个异象呢，就是当你在没有睡觉的时候。
It could be a time of prayer.
你可能在那里正在祷告，
and God will show you something.
让神呢会向你显示一些事情。
You can have an open vision or a closed vision.
你可能有那个开眼的异象，或者是闭眼的异象。
An open vision or when your eyes are open.
当你那个开眼的异象呢，就是说你那个眼睛是开着的。
Your eyes are open and you see something happen in front of you.
所以 所以当你眼睛开着的时候，打开的时候，你能够看着在你面前一些事情。
Or you could, you know, have your eyes closed. That's a closed vision. Your eyes are closed, but you see something in the spirit.
还有的时候呢，就是你在眼睛是闭上的，然后你在那灵里面看到一些事情。
God's using a lot of closed visions.
所以神对我们呢，通过很多的一些闭眼的意象对我们讲话。
I remember one time I was praying and God showed me a vision.
所以我有记得我有一次在那祷告着，神向我显示了我一个意象。
In my vision, I was on my knees praying.
然后在那个意象里面，我正在那个祷告。
And I opened up my eyes, and Dr. Russ was to my left.
然后我打开我的眼睛 ，Russ 那个弟兄呢，在我的左边。
And in prophetically, left means in the spirit.
然后呢，他就是在先知的先知里面，把我那个带到这个灵里面去。
And he took off yellow glasses, and he gave them to me, and I put them on.
然后呢，他把那个黄色的眼镜给我，让我戴上。
And yellow means gifts of the spirit.
这个黄色的意思呢，是表示把那个灵给出来。
Glasses means to look or to see.
然后那个眼镜的意思呢，就是要去看。
So God was showing me that I have the gift of the seer, the gift to see prophetically in the gifts of the Spirit.
所以那个神给我一个这个意思呢，就是说神给我那个有那个在灵里面能够看见。
So that's a vision.
所以这是一个那个意象。
So God speaks in a word, in a dream, in a vision.
所以神对我们呢，会透过圣经上的话、异梦、异象对我们讲话。
God speaks in an audible voice.
然后神也有的时候用那个能够听见的声音讲话。
Most people think that this is the only way God speaks.
很多人以为这是神那个唯一的一个对我们说话的方式。
But we have to discern that God speaks in many different ways.
但是我们要知道，神会对我们用不同的方式来讲话。
Now in the book of Acts, I believe chapter 9, Paul was on his way to Damascus, and Jesus knocks him off the horse.
然后呢，大家知道那个在《使徒行传》第九章，保罗去大马士革的路上，神那个就是把那个讲话被把那个马就打倒了。
And Paul heard the audible voice of the Lord.
然后保罗就听到一个声音，就是神主的那个能够听到的那个声音。
In 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1.
撒母耳记也讲到。
Samuel hears the voice of the Lord.
然后撒母耳呢听到神的声音。
And saying Samuel.
他就说撒母耳
and he thought it was Eli, his master.
他以为听见的是以利，是他的那个，就是他那个老师啊，他服侍的。
After three times, Eli says, "No, that's God. You go back and listen."
然后呢，三次之后呢，以利说了，这个不是我，你回去听神的声音。
And when God calls Samuel, he says, "Lord, here I am."
然后再一次，当那个神说撒母耳，他说那个主啊，我在这里。
So God will speak in an audible voice.
神会用那个能够听得见的声音对你讲话。
But in my experience, that doesn't happen very often.
然后我的经历呢是这个不是很长时间，经常发生的事情。
Because the next way the God speaks to us is the most common. It's called a small, still voice.
因为下一个方式呢，就是神有一个宁静微小的声音。
You'll hear something in your spirit.
你听到一个在你灵里面听到一个声音。
And because it's a small, still voice, you have to be quiet and listen.
因为这是一个宁静微小的声音，所以你必须要安静下来才能够听得见。
It's during those times of prayer or meditation when God begins to speak.
所以就是你有的时候在你祷告的时候，或者你默想的时候，神对你讲话。
When Elijah was in the cave, it said God wasn't in the fire, he wasn't in the wind, but it was a small, still voice.
就是当那个以利亚啊，在那个山洞里的时候。他说神的声音不是那些风，不是那个火，不是那个石头，而是那个宁静微小的声音。
I believe this is one of God's favorite ways to speak to us.
我认为这是一个神最喜欢的用我们讲话的方式。
Because it means we have to turn off the TV, turn off the radio, go to our prayer closet, and be quiet before the Lord.
所以这个就告诉我们，我们必须要把我们的电视关上，把我们的收音机关上，我们呢在神面前安静下来，才能够听见。
So God speaks to us through a small, still voice.
所以神要用一些宁静微小的声音对我们讲话。
Like I said, God speaks to us through preaching.
然后有的时候神会透过那个讲道对我们讲话。
You hear someone preaching a sermon, God shows you something new.
所以当你在有的时候听到那个讲道的时候，你觉得啊，神在你下面显示了一些新的事情。
Okay, that's revelation God's given you.
这就是神对你的启示之一。
God will speak to you through your feelings.
然后神有的时候要向你启示呢，通过你的感受。
Or physically.
或者是那个物体上的那种感受。
So because for example, you come into a room.
有的时候你进到一个房间里面。
Let's say I'm about ready. I'm going to preach a sermon.
然后我准备要去那个讲道。
And I feel great.
然后我感觉到。
All of a sudden, my back begins to hurt. For no reason.
没有什么原因，我觉得我的后背疼。
I'm perfectly healthy.
我本来是非常的健康的。
But my back begins to hurt.
但是我的后背突然疼。
That's a word of knowledge.
这个呢，就是一个知识性的言语。
That means usually that someone in the room has problems with their back, and God wants me to pray.
这就是说，在那个房间里面，有些人后背疼，你需要为他们祷告。
So、God speaks to you through your feelings.
所以这个神呢，透过你的身体上的那个感受、那个疼痛感来对你讲话。
God can also speak to you through emotions.
神也透过那些那个情感来对你说话。
It's happened before.
以前发生过。
You walk into a room,
你走到一个房间里面。
And all of a sudden, it feels like there's strife and contention and anger.
所以你也觉得这里头有一些不好的气氛，那种紧张，那些愤怒。
It's because before you entered, there was a couple of people fighting and shouting and arguing.
因为在你进来之前，由于有一些人在这里面在那里争吵，在那里互相打扰。
And so that releases spirits of strife and anger.
所以这里头呢，就给你一个启示呢，就是那里头有那个愤怒，有那个在那里真正在里面斗争的。
When God speaks you to minister to somebody out of compassion,
所以当神向你启示你要对一些那个没有什么热情的人服侍的时候
，It's like your heart begins to break for that person.
所以你这个心呢开始觉得有些疼，有心碎了。
So God speaks to you through your emotions.
所以神要对透过那些感情对你来讲话。
So there's many ways God can speak to you.
所以这里有很多的神对我们讲话有很多的方式。
There is a song back in 1976.
1967年的那个早期的有一个歌曲。
By the Steve Miller Band.
有一个叫做 Steve Miller Band 这个人写的。
And the song was called Fly Like an Eagle.
这个歌曲呢说那个像那个鹰一样的飞。这个歌曲里的歌词是这么唱的。
And part of the song says, "Feed the children."
然后那个其中的歌词说，讲的是要喂养这些孩子。
Shoe the shoeless.
给那个鞋，给那些没有鞋的人穿。
Who don't have a place to live.
没有这个地方住的人，给他们住。
And then Dr. Russ, God spoke to Dr. Russ through that secular song.
就是这个 Russ 这个弟兄呢，就是通过这个听这个音乐之后，神对他讲话。
That one day he will be giving food to the poor and giving shoes to the poor, and that's we have the Kingsway Outreach Center where we feed 150 people a day.
所以这个呢，就是他们外展的一个施工的一部分，就是喂养那些没有吃的人，那些孩子。
So God can speak to you many different ways.
所以神会有不同的方式对我们讲话。
We have to be willing to listen.
我们必须要愿意去听。
To be able to discern how he's speaking to us.
然后呢，去能够去分辨神怎么来对我们讲话。
So again, so here in Ephesians 1:17-18, the first thing is revelation.
所以在那个以弗所书1:17，首先神给我们启示。
So now you get revelation.
所以你也得到了启示。
That's just what God reveals to you.
就是神向你启示的。
The second part is understanding.
第二个呢，就是这个理解。
What does it mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
Right? When God gives you a dream, what does it mean?
第二个呢，就是当那个神给你一个梦的时候，这是什么意思呢？
I remember when I first came into the ministry, God gave Dr. Russ a dream that he was giving my son some money.
那个我记得我刚进到这个事工里的时候 ，Russ 这个弟兄呢的有一个梦，那一个梦呢就是我把我的钱给我的儿子。
At that point, my son was 3 years old.
那个时候我儿子只有3岁。
But God was showing Dr. Russ that one day I would be his spiritual son, right? But that he was supposed to give me authority because money means authority.
就是说那个时候那个神给 Dr. Russ 意向的就是说我因为我是他的那个属灵里面的儿子，所以他会要给我这个权柄，因为那个钱呢代表这个能力权柄。
Okay. So sometimes God will give us a revelation, but we don't know what it means. We have to find the understanding.
所以有的时候神给我们一个启示呢，我们不知道什么意思，我们需要去找出来是什么意思，明白。
In Job 33 verse 23 and 24, it says, "If there is a messenger for him, a mediator, one among a thousand," or some versions saying verse 23, "It's an interpreter."
所以这个约伯记33章说，一千天使中若有一个做传话的与神同在，只是人所当心的事，就是那有一些是有那个传话的天使。
So in Job 33:14 and 15, he says he gives us a dream and a vision, but in verse 23 it says we need an interpreter.
所以前面呢约伯记三十三章讲呢，前面讲的就是神会给我们异梦异象，但是后面讲的他也会给我们一个解释的人，解释这个异象异梦的。
God gave Pharaoh a dream that he didn't understand, and he needed Joseph to interpret.
所以神给那个约瑟异梦，但是他不知道什么意思，所以呢，就是神给那个约瑟，让约瑟去解出来。
God gave Nebuchadnezzar a dream about the statue, and then Daniel interpreted.
所以神给那个尼布甲尼撒异梦，后来但以理来为他解梦。
Okay. In Genesis 41, this is the story where Pharaoh gets the dream of the cows and the corn. And it was to show Joseph that he was going to bring a drought to make a plan to save the people.
所以在那个创世纪41章的时候呢，神给那个法老那个异梦，就是那个看见那个牛哈。后来那个约瑟的给他解出来，就是要神要带一个那个7年的饥荒给这个地方。
So it's great when God gives you a dream, but many times it's not that clear.
所以非常好的就是神给你一个异梦，但是有的时候问题是呢，那个事情不是很清楚。
The dream I had last night about my son's friend, that's very clear.
所以昨天晚上我得了那个异梦，那个神给我一个异梦，那个神对我儿子的事情，那是非常的清楚的。
But most of the time, God speaks symbolically.
所以很多时候呢，神说话呢是有带着那个叫做符号代表性的。
The Bible says that it's our responsibility to search it out.
所以神在圣经里讲呢，我们的责任呢是要把这个答案找到。
Now, Dr. Rusk wrote his first book was written back in about 2004-2005.
那个 Rusk 弟兄呢，在2004或者2005的时候写了第一本书。
And it's called Night Watch.
就是说夜晚的那个警醒，晚上的事情，看看晚上的事情。
How to unlock your destiny through dreams and visions.
所以要从通过你的异梦异象。能够来解明你的那个命定。
And the book tells you how to hear the voice of the Lord.
那个书呢，告诉你怎么听神的声音。那个书我有啊，弟兄姐妹可以接着看。
He goes through biblical teaching about how God speaks.
他也讲了一些，按照圣经来讲了一下，怎么来讲这些事情。
Then he shares a couple of dreams he had, and he interprets the dreams.
他也在那个书里面分享了他所有的一些梦，怎么来解释这些梦。
And at the back of the book, there's a section on signs and symbols.
然后在那个书的后面呢，有一些这些每一个事情代表什么样的意思。
So, for example, you may dream that you're driving a white sports car.
然后比如说你在梦里面，你在那个开一个白色的跑车。
A car represents a ministry.
然后这个车呢，代表一种事工。
If it's a fast car, it's a fast ministry. It's a powerful ministry.
因为这是一个跑车，非常快，所以这是说一个你这个事工也非常的发展很快。
If it's white, it means it's holy.
如果是白色的，表示这个圣洁。
Because white means holiness.
因为白色的是表示圣洁。
If in your dream there's a color black, it means sin or lack.
如果这个是黑色的，那表示呢是那个罪或者是那个缺乏。
If you dream that something's green, that's life.
如果你梦到一些绿色的，这代表这个生命。
If it's pink, it's flesh.
如果是那个粉红色的，表示是肉体。
If you dream that you're on a bicycle or on a rowboat.
如果你要做梦看到那个骑自行车或者是那个划船。
Those could mean ministries.
那可能是表示代表那个事工。
But in the bicycle, you're the one that's doing the work.
如果这个在那个骑自行车的表示说你要去做工。
In a rowboat, you're rowing.
然后你在那个划船的时候呢，你要去划。
So that's showing that your ministry is the work of man, your own strength.
然后呢，这个表示呢是那个事工呢是人在做，用人的那个能力。
But if you're on a sailboat and the wind takes the boat, that's wind is the breath of the Holy Spirit. So now it's moved by the Spirit.
如果你要做梦看见那个在那个帆船上。那个风直接吹着那个帆走，这表示说从神来的，神在那做，那个风代表着圣灵。
If you dream of black cats, that's witchcraft.
如果你梦到一个黑色的那个猫哈，代表着这个巫术。
If you dream someone is shooting you with a gun,
如果你做梦有人用那个枪打你，
that's accusation.
这个表示呢是一种那种逼迫，就是那个说那个就说他不好的话。
So many times God will give you a dream and you don't know what it means.
然后很多时候神对我们给我们一个梦，我们不知道什么意思。
That's what's important to write out your dream.
所以这个非常重要的就是说你把那个梦写下来。
Sometimes you wake up at 3 in the morning.
然后有的时候在那个早上三点钟。
You look at the clock.
你看看这个表。
You're tired.
你非常累。
I'll write it in the morning.
然后我说我早上再写吧。
In the morning you'll forget.
在早上时你忘了。
So get up and write it down.
所以起来马上把它写下来。
If I'm too tired to write it down.
如果我非常累那不愿意写下来。
I'll get my iPhone, my phone.
然后我会用我的电话
and I'll record it.
然后我给它录下来
and then later I can write it out.
然后过一会儿我再给它写出来
But it's important when God, see, we all want to hear God's voice.
然后我们都想要听到神的声音
But most people want God to speak to them audibly.
然后很多人想着神会对他用那个能够听见的声音说出来
In Job 33:14 says, and God speaks in one way or in another. In other words, God speaks in many ways.
但是约伯记讲的神会用很多种方式对你讲话。
And so if God speaks to us and we don't take action, like we don't write it down, why should God speak to us again?
然后如果你神对你讲话了，你不写下来，然后你也忘记了，为什么神会再对你讲话呢？
So now we have the revelation, which is the dream.
所以如果我们已经有启示了，从那个梦里面。
And then we got to seek the interpretation. What does it mean?
然后我们就要寻找那个解释，这个表示什么意思。
And some, you'll know sometimes in a dream, sometimes you can know what it's about. Pray that.
所以有的时候你知道这个事情的时候，你要来祷告，为这个事情来祷告。
If it's something good, pray, yes, I'm in alignment, Lord, let it happen.
然后如果有些事情是好的，你就说是啊，主啊，我要让它那个成为现实。
If it's something bad, it's a warning, no, don't let it happen.
然后如果这个事情是一个警告，那你就为他祷告，不要让这个事情发生。
So we God gives revelation to intercede.
所以神给我们启示，让我们去代祷。
Like with my friend Stephanie, I should have prayed for her.
然后呢，比如说我那个朋友Stephanie, 我不应该来为她祷告。
She was expecting, or a demonic attack was coming against her.
因为她有那个邪灵来攻击她。
And so I should have prayed against it.
因为我应该来为他祷告来反对这个事情。
I was the watchman on the wall.
因为我是在那个城墙上的那个守望者。
Okay. But many times when God speaks in your dream or gives you revelation, you may not know what it means.
因为很多时候神对那个透过梦对你讲话，你可能不知道什么意思。
So you write it down and you look for interpretation.
所以你写下来之后呢，你就来寻找这个解释是什么意思。
You know, the book by Dr. Russ, it's only in English. We're trying to get it translated into Spanish.
现在这一本书呢只是用英语讲的，我希望现在想把它翻译成那个西班牙语。
But at the back, it's got the symbols that tell you what the numbers mean, what the colors mean.
但是那个在那个后边呢有一些告诉你每个符号代表什么意思。
For example, one could be a beginning.
比如说一代表是开始。
Two can mean division.
二呢表示那个 sorry.
Division.
就是二两个呢，表示有个纷争。
Three could be conformity to conform to something.
然后呢，就是第三个呢，表示可能会有一个那个 conformity.
To conform to come、就是、to alignment.
就是那个合在一起。
Okay. Six obviously means the flesh.
然后六呢，代表这个肉体。
The Bible says 666, the number of man, the flesh.
就比如说666代表了那个。是那个肉体。
Seven is the number of God, is the number of completion.
然后对七呢是代表那个神的数字，是一个完全的数字。
So all these things are in Dr. Russ's book.
所以这些事情呢，都在那个书里面。
Okay, so when we dream, we open up the book. What does it mean?
所以当我们有了一个梦的时候，我们看打开这个书，看看这是什么意思。
And once I interpret the dream, I can pray properly.
然后当我这个梦有一个合理的解释的时候，我们就可以正确的祷告，合适的祷告。
And because we've been in the ministry such a long time, it's natural for us to know how to interpret.
所以因为我们已经在这个事工里有很长的时间，所以对我们来讲是非常自然的，能够明白这个梦的意思。
But usually interpretation is always required.
所以经常是这些解释是需要解释的。
The Bible shows that Pharaoh didn't know what it meant.
因为这个圣经上说了，法老不知道那个的意思。
And he needed an interpreter.
所以他需要一个解释的人。
Your emotions and your dreams are very important too.
所以在你那个梦里面，你那个情感，你的感觉也是非常重要的。
Did you feel scared? Did you feel happy?
你觉得那个害怕，或者你觉得高兴？
Right. Sometimes you can be in a dream and you're looking and there's a clock on the wall.
有的时候你在梦里看见那个墙上有个钟。
And it's 11 o'clock.
那是十一点。
11 means the last hour.
十一点呢表示着这个末后的最后的那个一个小时。
It's coming to an end. It's urgent.
这个表示呢是已经到快结束了，非常的紧张。
Did you dream that you were with a lion?
说你有没有梦，你跟那个狮子在一起
？Did you feel peace and joy?
你有没有觉得那个平安，觉得那个平那觉得那个喜乐
？A lion can represent Jesus Christ.
因为这个狮子有可能表示耶稣。
He's the lion of the tribe of Judah.
因为耶稣是那个犹大的狮子。
So if you feel peace, it's a good thing. Jesus is wanting to talk to you.
如果你觉得当时平安，那说明那个耶稣想为你想跟你来讲话。
But if it's a lion and you feel scared, like you're going to be devoured, that's a warning.
如果你看到这个狮子之后，你感觉害怕，感觉那个担心，那就说明这是一个警告。
So when you have a dream, all the details are very important: emotions, numbers, colors, where you are.
所以在那个梦里呢，每一个细节呢都是非常重要，颜色、时间、数字都很重要。
Scott, did you share your dream here or was it the nest?
The nest.
I want Scott to share a dream here. Remember, God will give you a dream because He wants you to do something. He's going to show you some revelation about the guy with the house and long driveway. Okay, so this is awesome. This is how God speaks to Scott, and He uses this to minister to people.
Scott 有一个梦跟大家来分享。
And I believe Pastor Miguel just heard from the Lord because I had something happen to me yesterday to follow up with. I'm a locksmith. I go around in my van and I fix locks.
我是那个修锁的哈，我的工作是弄锁。
So recently, I had a dream.
最近我有个梦。
And in my dream, I seen this pretty young girl.
在那个梦里，我看了一个非常年轻的女孩子。
I knew she was about 18 years old.
大概十八岁。
And in my dream, I seen her put a gun in her mouth.
然后我看到她在梦里看到她拿了一个手枪对着她的嘴。
And I didn't see it, but I knew she killed herself.
但我没有看见，我知道她要来杀她自己。
And then in the dream, the scene switched.
然后这个时候场景那个改变了。
And I'm standing in this driveway.
然后我站在一个那个停车位上。
And I'm looking at the trees.
然后我看着这个树。
And the bushes.
然后看到那个草丛。
And there was a long driveway with a garage in the back.
然后我看到一个非常长的那个停车位，走的。
And I was just standing there looking at all this.
然后我站在那里看见这些所有的事情。
And I woke up.
然后我就醒了。
So I'm drinking my coffee in the morning, 7 a.m.
然后在早上七点我就开始喝我的咖啡。
I'm thinking about the dream.
然后我开始来想我这个梦。
And my phone rang.
然后我的电话响了。
A man locked his keys in his garage.
然后有个人呢，就在那个他的车库，他把那个锁啊，就是钥匙留在车库里了。
So I get in my van and I drive to the address.
然后呢，我就那个把我那个车弄好，我就开始开车去那个地方。
And I back in the driveway and I get out and I look and it's the same house in my dream.
然后呢，我就那个 back in 到那个 driveway 那个停车位上。这个场景呢，跟我在梦里看见是一样的。
Same trees, same bushes, same driveway, garage in the back, same thing.
然后同样的树，同样的那个草丛，同样的那个停车位，同样的那个停车的车库。
So I go knock on the door, and a young man comes out.
然后我在那里去呢，就是开敲他的门，一个年轻人开了门。
His name is Devin Prince.
他的名字呢叫 Devin Prince。
I go open up the garage and give him his keys.
然后我就在那里把他的那个车库打开，把他钥匙给他。
And he had a gold cross on his neck.
他在那个颈上呢，脖子上呢有一个金色的那个十字架。
I said, Devin, where do you go to church?
然后我就问他 ，Devin， 你上哪个地方去教会
？He says, I go to St. Mary's.
他说我去那个圣玛丽。
But I only go twice a year with my mom.
但是我只是一年去两次，跟我妈妈一起去。
I said, well, Devin, I have a message from the Lord for you.
然后我就说，那个 Devon， 我从神那里有一个信息给你。
Because I could see he was depressed.
因为我能够可以看到你非常的那个受压抑。
And he was very sad looking.
你看起来非常的那个忧伤。
And I said, Devon.
我说那个 Devon。
You need to forgive yourself.
你需要来饶恕你自己。
Because God already forgives you.
因为神已经饶恕了你。
Because I see you're depressed.
因为我看到你。在那里那个有那个抑郁
and it's over a girl
因为是因为一个女孩子原因
and it's over suicide
因为是那个孩子那个女孩子自杀
and the Lord says forgive yourself
因为神说你要来饶恕你自己
because he already forgives you
因为神已经饶恕了你
and he started shaking
他开始就在那里颤抖
and he started crying
他开始在那里哭
and he says oh my god oh my god oh my god
神啊神啊
he said my girlfriend killed herself in front of me
他说我的女朋友在我的面前自杀了
so I prayed for him
所以我就为他祷告
and God freed him from suicide
让神让他从这个那个女他女朋友自杀里面释放出来
and yesterday I was on another call
然后我有另外一个电话
and I prophesied over a young man
然后我对那个年轻人呢就在这发预言
that He's involved with helping people from depression and suicide.
他是帮助那些有那个自杀倾向的那些人的那个人。
And so I shared with him about Devon Prince.
然后我就给他分享 Devon Prince 这个事情。
And he went to school with Devon, and he had his phone number and his picture on his phone.
因为他呢跟那个 Devon 呢是原来是同学，他那个电话上有。
So he called him right away.
然后他就给他打电话。
And Devon confirmed everything.
然后 Devon 呢，就是把那个所有的事情都确认。
And now that young man who never knew the Lord.
然后这个人呢，从来不认识神。
Is so blown away.
一下子就不知道怎么办。
That he's going to read the Bible.
然后他开始就去读圣经。
He's going to go to church.
他开始去教会。
And he was shaken really strongly by the Lord.
然后他那个被神那个非常的很厉害的颤抖
，because he received his own word，
因为他领受到他神给他自己的话语
，but also the word of Devon，
然后也有神给那个 Devon 的话
，Amen，
阿门，阿门，哈利路亚
，Thank you God，
谢谢 God，
so the Lord will give you revelation，
所以神会给你启示
，because he has an assignment for you，
他给你一个作业让你去做
，sometimes it's to prophesy。
有的是那个发预言
Sometimes it's to encourage
有的时候是去那个鼓励人
But we need to say, okay, Lord, you've given me the revelation, what do you want me to do?
所以我们有时候问神啊你给我一个启示我应该怎么做呢
So God will give you a dream or a vision for something that's about to happen to prepare you
所以那个神会给你一个异梦异象准备你让你去做
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So God gives us revelation, we need to seek the understanding
所以神给我们启示，我们需要去寻找这个启示的意思。
So I get the revelation, I get a dream.
然后我得到一个梦，我得到启示。
I find out what is the understanding, what does it mean?
然后我要去找这个梦的解释，这是表示什么意思。
And the third part of Ephesians 1:17 and 18 is the wisdom.
然后第三个部分呢，就是以弗所书1:17讲的，就是第三个部分呢，就是那个智慧的灵。
What am I supposed to do with a dream?
然后我对这个梦应该怎么做呢
？Right, Pharaoh had revelation.
然后那个法老有个启示。
He didn't know what it was, so he asked for Joseph, and Joseph interpreted.
然后呢，他不知道什么意思，他就问那个约瑟，约瑟呢就为他解释了。
And then Joseph gave him the plan. You know, for 7 years, collect all the grain, and then the 7 years later, you're going to have food.
然后呢，约瑟呢就给他一个指令，告诉他。前七年呢要那个丰收要那个收食物
So the wisdom is now that I have a dream interpreted what am I supposed to do
然后我这个梦有一个正确的解释那我应该怎么来做
Most of the time when you receive revelation you're supposed to pray
然后很多时候呢当我们收到了得到一个启示之后呢我们首先要去祷告
Habakkuk says this
哈巴谷书 Habakkuk.
Okay, here in number two.
Habakkuk, 第二章.
I will stand my watch and set myself on the ramparts and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected.
这是哈巴谷2章1节, 我要站在守望所, 立在望楼观看, 看耶和华对我说什么话, 我可用什么话向他诉冤。
So he's going to hear what the Lord says so that he can be ready.
他要想看那个神对他说什么话, 他要预备好。
Verse 2 says, write the vision, make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it.
然后第二节说, 他对我说, 将这末世明明地写在板上, 使读的人容易读。
For the vision is yet for an appointed time.
因为这末世有一定的日期。
In other words, the vision is for an appointed time. It may not be right now.
这个末世呢,有一定的,有一个日期, 就表示呢,有一个时候, 不一定是现在。
See, there's timing with God's revelation.
所以在神里面,他那个有一个时间性。
Sometimes God gives you a dream and you understand it, but is it for now or is it for later?
但有的时候神给你一个异梦异象, 不是现在,有可能是以后。
God may give you a dream that, you know, you're going to be a missionary in Africa.
神会给你一个梦, 让你在那个非洲去传道。
And you wake up all excited.
你可能会非常的兴奋。
Because I'm going to Africa to be a missionary.
然后我要觉得我要去那个非洲做传教。
Does that mean you sell your house today and just move to Africa tomorrow?
这就是是不是意味着你现在就今天要去把你的房子卖了，搬到那个非洲去呢？
The revelation of the Lord could destroy you if the timing is wrong.
如果这个时间没弄好，他的神的启示呢，有可能会毁坏你。
So we need to understand, okay, God, you gave me this revelation, when?
然后当神给你这个启示的时候，你就会问，你要问神的是什么时候。
It's important to, when you get a revelation, you take it to prayer, you pray.
所以当你得到这个启示之后呢，你首先要祷告。
God shows you something specific about one of your brothers and sisters.
有的时候神会给你一个启示，给你呢，对你周围的弟兄姐妹的。
You don't go tell everybody.
你不需要去，不应该，不能告诉别人。
It's for you to take it to your prayer closet and pray for them.
你首先要是把这个事情拿到你的祷告室来祷告这个事情。
The Bible says that prophets are first intercessors.
所以那个圣经上说呢, 先知首先呢是要做一个代祷者。
We're supposed to intercede.
我们应该首先要去来代祷。
All prophets are intercessors.
所以呢先知呢是一个代祷者。
But not all intercessors are prophets.
但是不是所有的代祷者都是先知。
But every time you receive revelation from God, Lord, what do you want me to do with the dream?
所以你每次从你，当你从那个神那里得到启示的时候，你要问神，神呢，你要让我做什么？
I remember when I was born again back in 1998.
我记得当我1998年那个时候重生的时候。
I used to travel all over the world.
我原来是在世界上各地方旅游旅行。
And I came home for a weekend.
然后呢，周末呢才回到家。
I was probably only home 2 weeks out of the year.
我可能就是。 一年呢就是两次在家里面。
So I was home for a weekend and I had contacted my friend.
然后在这个家里的时候我就跟那个朋友。
She was a lawyer.
有一个朋友呢是一个律师。
And she said, you know, you have good money in the bank, you're going to get more money, you should have a will.
然后那个律师讲说你有很多的钱，有不少的钱，你应该呢弄一个遗嘱。
Or a power of attorney in case something happens to you.
或者就是说以防万一啊出现什么事情。
She said, the only day I can get together is on a Sunday.
然后呢，我们就决定说那个主日，周日的时候，在一起见面。
Okay, well, I'll go to church in the morning, and then I'll go to your house.
然后我就说好，我早上呢去教会，然后呢我再去你家。
The problem is she lived in another city.
然后问题是她住在另外一个城市。
I didn't know the area around her house.
我对那个她家附近的那个地方不了解。
So back then, before the internet was big.
然后。
Before the internet was, you know, big like it is today.
在那个internet就是网络那个不是很好的时候。
I picked up the yellow pages.
然后我呢就从那个黄页上去找。
And I looked for a church near her house.
然后我去找那个在她家附近的那个教会。
So I said, that one.
然后我就找这个。
Randomly, I just that one.
我就随便的找了一个。
So I went to the church.
然后我就去那个教会。
And it was a small church like this.
然后那是一个小教会，像我们这样。And
the preacher was walking back and forth, preaching a sermon.
然后那个讲道的人呢，正道的在那走来走去，在那里讲道。
And he stops.
然后他在那里停下来。
Turns around.
那他转过来。
Points his finger right at me.
他那个把那个指头指向我。
Says, "You young man are going to enter the ministry."
然后你这个年轻人，你要进到一个事工服事当中。
I look behind me. Who? Me?
刚我就往后一看，是我吗
？You turning your head? Yes, you.
然后他说，你把你的头转向，是你。
And he continues to preach his message.
然后呢？
He continues to preach his message.
然后他继续呢去讲他的信息。
And I'm what?
然后我在那想什么
？Wait a minute, talk to me.
对我讲话。
But he just preaches message.
但是他仍然他自己讲他自己。
So at the end of the service.
所以在那个服事结束那个讲到结束的时候。
I went to him.
然后我就走到他那儿。
I said, "Hi, my name is Miguel Simon."
然后我说你好，我是那个 Miguel Simon.
What was that all about?
然后你刚才说的什么意思？
And he said, "God told me to stop and tell you you're going to enter the ministry."
然后呢，神他就说神告诉我停下来，告诉你你要进到那个事工里面服侍。
I said, "What do I do?"
然后我说我应该怎么做呢
？At this time, I'm only a Christian 6 months.
然后那个时候我只有那个信了神6个月时间。
So he said, "We're going to pray."
然后他说我们要来祷告。
So we prayed, and basically the prayer was this: "Lord, if it's your will, you make it happen."
我们那祷告的非常简单，我们就说神呐，如果这是你的旨意，你让他那个成全。
So he said, "Do you agree?"
然后你要同意吗？他就问我。
I said, "If God wants me to enter ministry, I will, whatever God wants."
然后我就说，如果神要让我去，我全职侍奉他，那我是神的旨意，那我就这么做。
About 6 months later.
然后大概6个月以后。
God came knocking on my door.
然后神在那来敲我的门。
Well, he spoke to my heart.
对我的心里讲话。
And he said, "Miguel, now's the time."
然后就说 ，Miguel， 现在就是。
I was reading. I was engaged to be married.
然后我那个时候刚那个订婚，准备要结婚。
I was in Mexico.
我那个时候在墨西哥。
Went to church in the morning.
然后我早上去教会。
Went back to my mother-in-law, back to my girlfriend's house for lunch.
然后我回到我那个女朋友的她父母的家里面。
And while her mother was preparing lunch, I just began to read the Bible.
然后她的妈妈呢正在那个准备午餐，我就开始来读圣经。
And all I did, I just picked up the Bible and I just opened it up.
然后我只是把那个圣经拿过来一打开。
Didn't go anywhere specific. I just opened up the Bible.
我只是不想有个什么特别的去什么地方，我只是把圣经打开。
And it landed on John chapter 21.
然后呢，在那个约翰，约翰福音
21章 It's where Jesus reinstates Peter.
然后那个地方呢，就是耶稣对彼得讲话的时候。
And it says, "Peter, Simon, do you love me more than these?"
然后他对我说，西门，你爱我的羊，你爱我吗
？Feed my sheep.
那你就去喂养我的羊。
I began to cry.
我就开始了哭。
Because my last name is Simon.
因为我的那个我姓西蒙
and God,
西门
God called me by name
然后神按我的名字来呼召我
So I knew now was the time to begin looking
所以你现在就是开始是时候到了
When I received that prophetic word 6 months previously
当我在个六个月以前收到那个启示的时候
I didn't quit my job
我没有马上退出那个辞职
I didn't look for Bible school
我也没有去找那个圣经学校
I just took the advice of this wise pastor.
我只是把那个牧师给我的建议那个记下来。
Right. Let's pray and see what God does.
然后我们来祷告，看看神怎么做。
Okay, Lord, whenever you want, you speak to me.
然后我就说，神呐，如果这是你的，你就对我讲话。
And so 6 months later, he did.
所以6个月以后，那个神就对我讲了。
And what I want to say with you with that.
当我跟你说这个事情的时候
，There's wisdom in revelation.
所以这里头有一个对于启示，这里有那个智慧和启示。
Not all revelation is for today or tomorrow.
这个不是所有的这个启示是对现在或者是明天的。
That's what's important to see God, Lord, when.
所以我们要问神什么时候，什么时候。
When He gave me that dream, move now. That's pretty now. Right?
有的时候呢，神会给我们啊，现在马上。
Because I believe if we would have waited and waited, something bad could have happened.
所以如果我们有神已经给你现在做，如果你一直等，那个可能会有些不好的事情发生。
So you get the revelation, you get the understanding, and now the wisdom. When is it going to happen?
所以当你有这个启示，你有那个明白这个启示的意思，然后你要有这个智慧，知道怎么去做。
Part of the wisdom is where is that word coming from?
然后呢，其中的在这个智慧里面有一部分呢，就是说这个是从哪儿来的
？Not all revelation comes from God.
不是所有的这个启示是从神来的。
Most of it will come from God.
大部分是从神来的。
Right, John 14:26, the Holy Spirit, God will give you the Holy Spirit.
然后神就说给我们约翰福音十四，神要给我们一个圣灵。
Revelation can come from man.
然后但是启示呢，也可能会从人来。
How many of you, if you want something bad enough, you'll dream about it?
如果你希望特别想一个要一个什么东西，那你可能会做梦梦见这个。
Sometimes a man will give you a prophetic word. It may not be God.
然后有的人给你一个先知性的话语，有可能不是从神来的。
The Bible says test the spirits.
所以那个圣经讲呢，要来测验这个灵。
Sometimes revelation will come from the devil.
所以有的时候这个启示呢是从魔鬼来的。
Genesis 3.
就是启示就是那个创世纪三章。
Eve, you can't eat from all the trees of the garden.
然后他就问那个夏娃啊，你能吃这个所有树上果子吗
？No, we can eat of all of them except this one.
然后他就说我不能吃，只能不是所有的，只有这一个。
Because if we eat from that, we're going to die.
如果这个我吃了，我们就会死。
And the serpent says, No, you will not die.
然后那个蛇就说，你不会死。
God knows that on the day you eat, you're going to be like God.
如果神知道你要吃的时候呢，你就会像神一样。
So she believed the serpent. She believed the devil.
然后那个夏娃呢，就是相信了这个神那个蛇的话。
And so yes, even the devil can give you revelation.
所以这个这个魔鬼啊，也会给人这个启示。
Sometimes you receive revelation from angels.
有的时候我们收到这个启示呢，是从那个天使来的。
Jacob and Abraham.
雅各亚伯拉罕。
How about Joseph, Mary's husband?
还有那个约瑟，就是玛利亚的那个丈夫。
She was pregnant, and he wanted to put her away.
就是玛利亚怀孕了之后，约瑟呢想把她休了啊，想把玛利亚休了。
But an angel came to him and says, "Don't be afraid. Take Mary as your wife."
然后他说：“你不要害怕，这个玛利亚是你的。”
So we need to be able to discern where the revelation is coming from.
所以我们需要去分辨这个启示是从哪里来的。
And God's going to give us revelation.
神会给我们启示。
God, we have to seek the understanding.
我们需要自己去寻找这个答案，那个解释什么意思。
And then we need to seek God's wisdom.
我们要去从神那里寻找那个智慧，怎么来做。
For when is this revelation?
什么时候这个启示是什么指的什么时候
？Where does it come from?
从哪里来的？
So there's a part that we have to play when we receive God's revelation.
所以当我们领受到神的这个启示之后，我们要来祷告。
Because every time God speaks to us, He wants to do something.
所以每次当神向我们启示的时候，他也想让我们做一些事情。
And so revelation is more than just hearing God's voice so that we can prophesy.
所以那个启示呢，就是我们还得到启示上呢，我们可以来发预言。
Amen.But yes, we do receive the revelation so that we can prophesy. So we hear God's voice and we prophesy what God is saying.
所以当我们得到启示的时候，就相当于我们从神那里听到话，然后我们把这神的话说出来，这就是我们说。
So this morning we're going to prophesy to you, we're going to minister to you, and what our team is going to do is we're going to, because we are in prophetic ministry, we're going to pray for you to receive an impartation to hear God's voice.
所以今天我们因为已经是在这个先知性的施工当中。所以我们也想今天向你们来分赐我们得到的那个先知的那个能力。
And we'll also prophesy as well.
然后我们也为你来预发预言，有先知性的话语。
But I want to share just something with you from the word that God gave me for this year.
所以我在这里也想来分享一下，今年我从神那里得到的话，为2015年得到的一些话语。
One of the things that God said to me was that 2015 is going to be a year of transition.
所以那个今年那个神给我的一个意向呢，就是说今年是一个转换的一个一年。
That many are going to occupy a place at the end of the year different than where they began.
所以很多人在这个年底的时候所得到的东西呢，跟那个年初的是不一样的。
Don't feel strange if you begin to feel that you're not content where you are.
如果也不要觉得那个奇怪，如果你觉得不满意了。
Don't feel strange if you begin to experience a desire for fulfillment.
所以你要也不要觉得奇怪，你如果你要是有一个渴望得到满足。
You know, a mother eagle stirs her nest to make it uncomfortable so
so that the little eaglets can leave the nest.
所以那个就是老鹰的妈妈呢，会搅动那个巢穴，让那些小鹰呢不觉得舒服，让它呢离开那个巢穴。
So many are going to begin to feel stirring in their hearts that it's time to move, it's time to do something.
所以这个神呢，也在你们里面搅动，让你要开始有一些变化，一些移动。
And that's the Lord beginning to want to move you to your next phase.
所以神也想让大家移动到另外一个那个水平线上。
Sometimes in a transition, it's a difficult place.
所以这个转变呢，是一个很困难的事情，对吗？
Because you're coming out of one place and you're not yet where you're supposed to be.
因为我们从一个地方走出来，然后还没有准备好到那个地方去。
You're like in the middle.
所以我们只是在那个中间，在那个转换的过程当中。
And many times that seems like a wilderness experience.
所以这个时候呢，好像就是在那个旷野的那个时候，在旷野里面一样。
And most of the time you're there longer than you want to be there.
有的时候呢，就是而且时间还很长，你不想那么长时间在这个旷野里面。
Many people would rather be on the mountaintop.
然后很多人在那个山顶上。
But nothing grows on the mountaintop.
在那个山顶上呢，没有太多东西能够在山顶上生长。
Things grow in the valley.
然后事情呢，很多是东西在那个山谷里面来生长。
So、it's in this place of transition where God's going to cause you to grow and mature.
所以这个有一些事情会神会让他来让你那个透过他们来成长。
And just as God equipped John the Baptist in the wilderness, that's what He's going to equip us.
所以就像神在那个旷野里头来装备人，神也这样来预备我们。
So don't resist change, don't resist transition.
所以不要拒绝那些改变，不要拒绝那个转换。
Because there's no promotion without transition.
如果没有这些个转变呢，就没有办法那个提升，被那个是升高。
And a couple of things, but one thing is that Mark 9:23 is going to be a key scripture.
就是
9:23
是一个非常重要的经文，对于今年。
And it says, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.
所以耶稣对他说，你若能信，再信的人凡事都能。
So 2015 is going to be a year where all things are possible.
所以2015是所有不可能的事情都是可能的这一年。
There's more to my word, but you can check that out on our website. But I really wanted to share the part about transition.
所以这里头我有更多的话哈，大家可以上那个网上去查。但是我这里特别要强调的就是这个转换。
Because in a place of transition, it's a place where there's a lot of uncertainty.
就是在那个转换的过程当中，有很多的不确定性的因素。
We're not where we were, but we're not where we're going.
我们原来在这个地方，但是我们现在还不知道那个我们去的那个是什么样子。
It's easy to make decisions to help you get there faster.
其实非常的容易做一个决定，让这个事情发展得更快。
That's why it's important to know how to hear the voice of the Lord.
所以这个也帮助你怎么来听到那个神的声音。
Be like Samuel.
像那个撒母耳一样。
God, here I am. Speak to me.
然后像撒母耳说的，神，我就在这里，对我讲话。
This is the year where we really have to press into the Holy Spirit.
所以这里头，今年呢，就是我们一定要进到圣灵里面去。
He's your best friend.
Sir.
He's your best friend.
圣灵是我们最好的朋友。
He wants to lead you. And he wants to guide you.
他想去引导你，像他想要指导你。
In Greek, the word Holy Spirit is Parakletos.
在那个希伯来文里面讲，希腊文讲。
Parakletos.Is the Greek word for Holy Spirit?
就是
Parakletos.
Parakletos 就是那个圣灵在那个希腊文里头。
And it means one who comes alongside to help you.
这个就是表示什么意思呢？就是有一个人在你的旁边来帮助你。
Actually, it's one who's called alongside.
他被呼召到你的旁边来帮助你。
God has called him to be with us.
所以神要呼召我们跟他一起。
The Bible says that He knows the heart and the mind of God.
因为圣灵知道神的那个心意。
So through the Holy Spirit, we can know the heart of God.
所以透过圣灵，我们能够明白神的心意。
It's important, especially in 2015, to hear the voice of the Lord.
所以那个2015年非常重要，就是听到神的声音。
Get the revelation.
得到那个启示。
Get the understanding.
明白这个什么意思。
Get the wisdom.
然后呢，知道这个有这个智慧去做。
And God will never let you down.
神不会跟你放到很低的地方。
I personally believe.
我个人相信
that if I really love God,
我如果我非常的爱神
and I'm walking in His will,
我们走在他的旨意当中
He will not allow me to make a big mistake.
他不会允许我做那个错误的决定.
I'll make little mistakes.
我会做一些错误的事情.
But not big ones.
但不会有大的错误.
God speaks to us every day.
因为神每天对我们说话.
Dreams and visions.
然后异象异梦.
Through nature.
然后按那个天使.
Through the Bible.
还有从这个圣经,
through prophetic words.
还有那一些先知性的话语.
Would you need to have a spirit that's discerning?
我们需要一个灵能够来分辨.
Lord, here I am, speak to me.
神啊, 我们在这里, 你对我讲话.
And when we get revelation,
当我们得到这个启示,
we take it to prayer.
然后我们就拿到来祷告.
Lord, what does it mean?
神啊, 这是什么意思?
Lord, show me.
主啊, 这向我们显明.
If you got the book by Dr. Ross, it'll give you some help with the symbols.
如果你得到那个, 买到, 看到那个大, Ross那个书呢, 就你知道那些符号代表什么意思。
If you're not sure, you go to your pastor.
如果你不知道, 你可以来找我。
God speaks to your leaders, amen.
对你的领袖来问你的领袖。
And especially young people.
特别是年轻人。
Believe it or not,
相信或者不相信,
God speaks to your parents.
神对你的父母讲话。
He's put them in authority over you.
神, 把那个权柄放在你父母那里。
To protect you.
去保护你。
To guide you and lead you.
去引导你, 去那个指, 保, 引导你。
Listen to their wisdom.
听他们的智慧。
Okay, because they're accountable to God for you.
因为他们在神面前是对你有那个责任。
My son is always amazed that I know a lot of things that he thinks I don't know.
我的儿子非常的惊奇, 因为我知道他很多他不知道的事情。
And it's because God speaks to me and my wife.
因为神对我和我的妻子讲话。
That's how God works.
这是神, 做事的方式。
So we're going to pray. I'm going to pray right now, and then we're gonna, I'm going to call my team to come up. So guys, do come up.
好,我们开始来祷告, 我也找我的那个,
team. And then we're going to pray to release the prophetic gifting to hear God's voice.
我们现在也在这里来释放那个大家那个听到神的声音的那个。
And we'll prophesy for you as well, okay?
我也会来为大家来发这个预言。
Oh, beautiful Jesus.
美的那个耶稣啊。
We love you so much.
我们爱你。
Lord, we thank you for your presence in this place today.
主啊, 我们感谢你今天在这个地方与我们同在。
We thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit.
感谢你圣灵的同在。
And Lord, that you speak to us, you guide us.
主啊, 你引导我们, 你指导我们。
Father, I declare Ephesians 1, 17 and 18.
主啊, 我在这里来宣告, 以弗所书1章17节18节。
That you're releasing revelation, understanding and wisdom.
你要来释放。 那个智慧的灵, 启示灵, 在我们当中,
and I pray this over my brothers and sisters this morning.
我为今天在你面前, 我的弟兄姐妹来祷告,
I just release that prophetic gifting, that prophetic mantle.
我要把那个启示的, 那个话, 启示, 把那个启示的那个, mantle 放在这里,
for dreams and visions and understanding.
还有那个异梦异象, 那个理解,
for the open of their eyes to understanding.
打开我们的眼睛能够来看明白。
Holy Spirit, bring revelation every day.
圣灵啊, 你每天都带来你的启示。
I bless them in the name of the Lord.
我祝福他们, 奉耶稣的名。
They have eyes to see.
他们有这个眼,
ears to hear.
有耳能够听,
and a heart to perceive.
让有那个心能够领受。
Holy Spirit, what you are saying to them.
圣灵, 你对他们来讲话。
Father, I just bind all spirits of confusion.
主啊, 我们在这里捆绑一切的那些, 混乱,
every strategy of the enemy,
每个这个仇敌来的那些计划,
every spirit of Jezebel,
还有那个耶洗别的灵,
that will try to rob revelation,
试着从这里面来偷我们启示的,
and we plead the blood of Jesus over them.
我们奉耶稣名把捆绑他们,
increase dreams, increase visions,
增加, 给我们更多的意象, 给我们更多的异梦,
increase revelation.
给我们更多的启示。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to do, my team is up here. We're going to pray for you. We're going to lay hands for an impartation to hear God's voice.
我们在这里呢, 给大家来按手, 来那个分赐, 那个启示, 先知启示的那个, 恩赐。
And as the Lord leads, we'll also prophesy.
所以当那个神给我们, 那个领, 引导我们的时候, 我也来给大家发预言。 Amen. 好。 So you want people?
Yeah, just come up.
大家那个可以到前面来啊。 Hallelujah.